Today we welcome Paul Walk, Technical Manager and Team Leader of Yukon's Software and Systems team, who is going to talk about the Developer Community Supporting Innovation Project, or DevCSI. Hello Paul, thank you for joining us today.
Hello Shirley, my pleasure.
I wonder, could you give us some background to this project?
Yes, this project has really arisen out of some work that was done in two separate projects, both JISC funded, throughout 2008 and early 2009. The first one was the CRIG project, which was the Common Repositories Interfaces Group, which was a group of mostly technical people who were brought together to discuss and prototype and brainstorm issues around the repositories program, looking for integration and interoperability opportunities, really. And out of that came a realization that there was a sort of a nascent developer community in JISC-funded land, which was actually coming up with some quite interesting ideas over the course of the various meetings and workshops which were run there. Following on from that, David Flanders, now of JISC, organised the Developer Happiness Days, or as they're known, Dev8D, which was a quite a large event which was run early this year, and which essentially was designed to create an environment within which developers from institutions and from JISC-funded projects and from the sector generally, and even internationally, in fact, could get together and brainstorm ideas and show off their innovative developments and prototype new ideas and so forth in an environment which is sort of conducive to that kind of activity. And by all accounts, the people who were there, it was a roaring success, and all kinds of interesting things came out of that. So the project which we're just about to launch, Developer Community Supporting Innovation, or DevCSI, is an attempt to build on those two projects and those two experiences, really.
Are there any other partners involved in this project?
Not directly in the sense of project partnership. The project is funded by the JISC. However, we will be looking to engage with a number of organisations and bodies that have any kind of a vested interest in the developer community in the sector. So we'll be looking at people who represent institutions, for example, and working with some of the other JISC-funded innovation support centres and so forth. Mm-hmm. We're feeling our way a little bit with that aspect of it, and it's going to be something that we develop gradually over the year. This kind of stakeholder engagement is a very important part of the project, mm-hmm. but it's something which we need to really evolve as we go, I think.
All right, interesting. And the time span of this project, you mentioned over a year, is it?
Yes, we're funded for 1 year. We have actually planned a two-year project, and there's an understanding that the project will probably continue for another year, but it rather depends on the sort of outcomes of this first year, because as I say, some of this is a little bit exploratory at this point.
Mm. Right, I assume there's a website or a blog or a wiki associated with this that perhaps we can put up.
Yes, we've got a basic website up, and I'll be adding material to that over the next few days. I've just established a blog which should go live in the next day or two. The main URL is devcsi.yukon.ac.uk, and I guess we can put that URL in the show notes for this podcast.
Yes, I'll add that along with the blog.
So you'll be able to find everything you need from that one URL.
Great. And are you planning any events around this project at all?
Well, in fact, yes, the primary outputs from this project will be a series of events, and we're working on a schedule now, which we'll need to get firmed up fairly quickly, because there are actually a lot of events to organise. But there'll be quite a range of events. There'll be a couple of big ones. We're going to be taking on the responsibility for rerunning the Developer Happiness Day event early next year. And we'll be running a fairly major showcase event towards the end of the project. So it'll be around about early summer next year, which will be aimed at the non-developer community, mm-hmm. showcasing the work of developers in the community to them, and showing them how a developer community is actually something of value and can actually really support innovation in our sector, particularly in a time of recession where that kind of innovation might become very important. And in between times, we'll be running as many small workshops, training events, bar camps as we can possibly manage. We have a whole list of potential events that we can we hope to run, and it's really just a question now of logistics and timing and so forth. But there'll be a whole series of these, and the idea is that to some degree, some of these will be self-organised by the community. We'll make available the funding and what management is required, really, and allow the community to form some of their own events in a typical bar camp style. So that this could be quite exciting. We have some experience with running that kind of event, and developers are responding to that approach to events really well, we found.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. So thank you very much, Paul. I think what we can do is perhaps come back in about 6 months' time and see how it's all, what's all happening.
I look forward to it, yes.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks. You.